The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
What a banging tune. It is absolutely a banging tune. It is Dolly Parton. It is Jolene. The reason we play it, the country music legend. She turned 75 today. And joining me to pay tribute is Rory O'Neill, better known to some of you, of course, as Panty Bliss. Rory, you're very welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. Have you always been a Dolly fan?
I've been a Dolly fan for as long as I can remember. I mean, it's probably what doesn't come as a surprise to anyone that a drag queen might appreciate Dolly Parton. But, no, I've been a proper fan for forever. I think she's spectacular, in so many more ways than a lot of people, you know, give her credit for.
Okay, explain that.
Well, I mean, obviously, one of the reasons I love her so much is because she's a drag queen herself. I mean, nobody's ever seen Dolly without her wigs on and her makeup and the costumes and all that. So obviously, I appreciate that. But also, I love her. As a character, I love her because she's so accessible to people. She's so sort of caring to her fans and all of that stuff. She's also an incredible, businesswoman. And I like the idea that a woman that looks like Dolly is such an astute and brilliant businesswoman. And as people have recently found out, although, you know, her fans have known forever, she's incredibly generous and smart with what she does with her money. So, for example, recently, of course, everybody found out that she donated $1 million to the COVID vaccination development. But she's been doing that kind of really astute giving for a long time. And then on top of all that, of course, when it really comes down to it, you know, the reason I'm listening to her albums all the time is because she's an absolute songwriting genius. I mean, she's a proper, I mean, I would say, you know, the word genius gets tossed around a lot, but I think Dolly Parton is one of those people who deserves that credit. She's a genius at writing songs.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been a huge fan. I didn't dislike Dolly Parton, but she wouldn't have been hugely on my radar. I listened to a great podcast last year, Dolly Parton's America.
And it was absolutely amazing.
And it did turn me on to her music. And that is a point worth reiterating, isn't it? For people maybe who know her only as kind of, you know, working 9 to 5 and they think it's all kind of cheap and cheerful, there's a lot more to it.
Oh my God, yeah. Like, she recorded her first single when she was 12 years old. And she is, you know, absolutely dyed-in-the-wool, bluegrass, you know, real country music. And she's had crossover hits and all, and mainstream, you know, country and western, of course. But I think it's one of those things that, you know, Dolly is Dolly. And, you know, I'm sure managers along the way argued with her that her image, people don't recognize her genius at music because they look at her image and they think, oh, she must be just a bit of silly fun. But I think over time...
And she plays up to that, though, Rory, doesn't she?
Appreciate her. Sorry?
She plays up to that. Like, she's always joking about like how she looks and the size of her chest and her makeup. She's always pulling gags.
She absolutely does. And you could make an argument that maybe people would have appreciated her musical ability, you know, more broadly, earlier if she didn't look like that. And she hadn't sort of made herself a joke in a way. But taking the long view, Dolly's been proven to be right, because that joke has been incredibly successful for her. And over time, more and more people have recognized her musical genius. I mean, it's funny, I wouldn't call myself a serious muso person. So I, you know, it's other people, you know, who are musicians are always going on to me about how incredible she is as a musician. But to me, it's more the writing that I'm so impressed with all the time. Mm. And it's interesting because you played a bit of Jolene there, and I always bring that up to people because I know that everybody knows that song. But if you look at that song, and there's a line in it, please don't take him just because you can. And that is 8 words. And yet in those 8 words, please don't take him just because you can, you learn so much, because you learn so much about Dolly and her relationship to Jolene. You learn so much about what kind of woman Jolene is, that she might just take him just because she can. You learn that Dolly, you know, feels inferior to Jolene. You also find out so much about the guy, that he's the kind of guy who might just leave Dolly, even though she loves him properly, and he might leave her for Jolene. I mean, you learn so much in 8 words. And I think every writer would kill for that brevity.
Yeah, Jolene with her locks of auburn hair and those eyes of emerald green. Listen, how much do we really know about Dolly? Because this is something that struck me as well, listening to the podcast and other people as well listening to this. They know her, they'll know the music. She plays her cards very close to her chest in some ways, doesn't she?
That's why I love her so much. She's incredibly private and has decided long ago what part of her will be public and what parts of her won't. And so, for example, she's been married to the same guy, Carl Dean, for 50-something years. I mean, since she first moved to Nashville when she was 19 or something. And yet, if you search the internet high and low, you'll find at maximum 3 pictures of Carl Dean. And they're all old, you know, fuzzy snaps of him in the background. Most people have never seen or met Carl Dean, even the musicians in her band, because she has her own life that is entirely private to her, and then she has her public life. And, you know, she's, and I think that the sort of the Dolly Parton character has allowed her to do that in a way, in many ways, like a drag queen does. This is my public persona, and this is my private persona. And she has guarded that so jealously, and I just admire and respect that so much.
And because of that, I suppose it allows people from all walks of life to engage and follow her. Because, you know, you mentioned, you know, the drag queen element being the attraction. I'm struck, you go to her concerts and there are rainbow flags being flown, and there are as well kind of, you know, God-fearing, gun-toting, red state, meat-eating Americans.
Yeah, no, she's an absolute genius there too, because, you know, she appeals to a huge, broad cross-section of people. And she's very astute about that. You know, Dolly has always been very reluctant to ever say I have a political opinion openly and all that. So you can read, you know, Dolly any way you want, in a way.
Yeah.
But I think that Dolly makes everybody feel included. And the other thing about that too is, you know, as, you know, a flaming gay who's been going to Dolly's concerts for, you know, years, you know, there's always a feeling at the concerts where everybody is cool that we're all thrown in there together. I've never felt any sort of weirdness, you know, from the sort of serious country fans or whatever, you know, that they might be sitting beside some flaming gay, you know, with eyeliner on. You know, everybody feels good at a Dolly concert.
You don't see this at a Hank Williams concert. Listen, a lot of people texting in, Rory. Dolly is brilliant. She has a book foundation and sends free kids' books out to kids all over the world, including
it's
in Ireland.
It's astounding that she's I remember back in 2018 or something, they had like a little ceremony when she was delivering her 100 millionth free book.
Wow. Yeah, this listener gets two a month for their kids, this listener in Ireland. And Jenny has texted in, I love how Dolly is so self-effacing. Her famous line is, it takes a lot of money to look this cheap. And Jenny says she cries at Coat of Many Colours every time she hears it. Jenny, stay tuned. We'll try and squeeze in a bit of Coat of Many Colours between now and 7 o'clock. Rory, look, unfortunately, we're out of time. Rory O'Neill, better
known. No worries. I could talk about Dolly all day and all night.
Well, I'm sure our listeners could listen to it as well. Rory, we appreciate the time. Rory O'Neill there. We'll get the latest news headlines now. Here's on.